This is The Obscure Gentleman. I'm your host, Aaron A. Alvarez, joined by my co-host, Alex Mitchell. Before we start the actual show, a few things first. We have a Patreon now. Our Patreon can be found at patreon.com/theobscuregentleman. If you want to become a patron and help support the podcast and the webcomic, feel free to donate as much or as little as you'd like. There are some neat perks that have been thrown in there. After you're done listening to this podcast, please subscribe and write a review. We would appreciate that. Let's start the show.
Back together again, eh? Let's play.
Gang bang!
There was a firefight!
But I don't want to be a pirate!
What is the charge? Eating a meal? A succulent Chinese meal?
How can you stop?
This is a big one. Hear that, Elizabeth? I'm coming to join you.
You don't know what hard times are, Daddy.
Kiss my sweaty balls, you fat.
Oh, look. Rocks.
Game over!
You lose! Good day, sir!
No!
This is the Obscure Gentleman podcast, the first of many. Yes, would you repeat that?
I'm simulcast right now.
So we're a pop culture podcast, but not a news pop culture podcast. Instead of us regurgitating, oh hey, here's something that happened, we've decided to say, here's what the internet thinks of it.
We're focusing on the stupidity of the internet and the occasional nice little moments you get from it.
Not just the stupidity, the absurdity, the what's the internet thinking? What's the we're trying to find the pulse of the internet. I don't know.
There's a weird disparity between the internet and what people will say in real life. You talk to people normally, they'll give you like a very modest, nice answer.
You get sort of a, oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
You look at the internet, you look at different websites, and you get.
You get anger.
You not only anger, you get a range of emotion that
they're very high in each spectrum of where they're at in terms of like very emotional. So
and so, our hope is to sort of bring that to you, and that's a lot better than just two guys saying, "I think this is great.
I can't wait to see Star Wars."
Oh wow, that's cool. So instead, it's going to be just a lot of weird, odd things.
And us reacting to that, hopefully as well.
Let's start this off, I guess, and. The trailer for Creed came out.
Yeah, this is Apollo Creed's son, right?
Yeah, it is.
Okay, so I didn't even know this was even being made.
No, well, quick preface. It's Apollo Creed's son is getting into boxing, and Rocky is training him.
Yeah,
and so it's the start of a new franchise starring Michael B. Jordan from
Chronicle and the great looking Fantastic Four movie that's coming out.
Yeah, let's see what the internet had to say. First off, I'm going to take something straight from 4chan. So just to put that out there, we are getting shit from 4chan.
If you're not aware of what 4chan is, it's a very angry, angry website full of angry, angry people.
Yeah. Okay. So this comment was, most of the comments were racist, so I did not.
There's no real reason to look.
The one comment that stood out, it was the image posted was a very buff, oiled up picture of Carl Weathers. And the text was, there are still people who think Rocky had a superior physique to Apollo.
Mm.
This was this person's comment about this new trailer. Again, had nothing to do with the trailer.
That is pretty funny.
And what followed was a conversation about how swole Carl Weathers was.
He was. Oh. I mean, all things considered, I don't know how he lost, but, you know.
Well, I mean, it was pride. His pride made him lose.
I mean, he won the first bout, so whatever.
He should have thrown in the towel. We're talking about Rocky IV here. But yeah, so to just press that.
Which does technically lead into this movie.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. I mean, so that's some of the weird shit you're going to be hearing on here. So let's take it straight to Facebook.
Facebook is one of those places where it's weird and like, because I do go on 4chan. I think Facebook is stranger than 4chan ever is, in my opinion.
Because the problem with Facebook is, on 4chan, there's almost an intent to shock and almost an intent to be crazy.
To the point where you know, okay, this guy's just... he's not serious.
With Facebook, it's more genuine, so you get actual crazy people.
Yeah.
And stupid, and real stupid people.
And real racist people.
I mean, mind you, 4chan has plenty of that, but... Oh, yeah. It still comes into, like, it's questionable because it's like, are they just trying to get a reaction?
Yeah.
Whereas with Facebook, it's people posting their personal opinions. When it comes to Facebook posts, I will not say names of who said these things because I don't want people to find them and say what the fuck's wrong with it. Forums are different. I'll say usernames. It's whatever. Okay, so first up, Michael B. Jordan looks the part, but is it me or does Rocky look like Pauly? Have no fear. I will still see it. But the first mistake, he was punching the wall. Anyone following boxing knows you aren't supposed to do that.
You know what? Okay.
It's a comment with multiple things in it, and it trails, it feels like. So, first of all, let's tackle the first part. Michael B. Jordan looks the part.
There's no real reason to say that. That comes off kind of weird.
I don't know what that even means.
He looks the part. Now,
he looks like Apollo Creed's son, I guess.
He's... I don't know. That's a little...
If he looks like a boxer?
Yeah.
Like,
he looks like a black guy? I feel like that's what he's trying to say. And I feel that's the part we're trying to skirt now, around.
But is it me or does Rocky look like Pauly?
He's old.
I don't think this person's ever seen Pauly.
No.
Because no. Pauly was a little tiny Danny DeVito-ish looking fella.
Who had a robot.
At one point. How does Sylvester Stallone look anything like Pauly? First of all, he's still buff as fuck in this movie.
Yeah. My only thing that when I saw him, like, he doesn't remind me of Rocky until he puts the hat on.
The little tiny hat? Yeah, tiny
his
hat.
Little trilby fedora thing.
I mean, his hair is gray and everything, but
to see he looks he's like... He's Rocky. He's Rocky.
Now, the next part of this statement is interesting. Have no fear, I will still see it.
Oh, I was concerned that this movie would tank if this guy didn't go.
No, I love this. It's like, you know what, don't worry, guys. I'm going to see it, so you
can rest.
Don't fear. He leaves us with a little bit of information. Mm. The first mistake is that he was punching a wall. So in this trailer... Michael B. Jordan is punching a wall with his boxing gloves on. It's sort of a warm-up hype type scene, like I'm getting ready to fight.
Yeah.
Now, he says, anyone following boxing knows you aren't supposed to do that.
You know what? I'm going to leave that to the real boxing experts, the actual boxers.
I think it's very... It's like... It's a movie trailer.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure this is just a way to set up the trailer, or to set up him getting hyped up.
Yeah.
It's weird that that's his complaint when he assured us, I'm going to see this, but...
That's still bothering him.
But
deeply.
Listen, guys, real boxers do not do this.
I think I need to ask real boxers what they do.
Hey, do you punch brick walls with boxing gloves on?
And if you do, could you not do that anymore?
It's a weird question to ask. What? I don't... What? Why are you asking me that?
What I want to know is, like, where's the precedence to have that knowledge? Like, did you know that... That boxers do not kick around like water bottles. That's
By the
something
way,
they don't
this
like.
This person is like a skinny blonde teen.
Of course,
a little blonde guy.
Or it's always funny when it's a really big fat guy who somehow seems to know everything about like.
So the other one, why do Hollywood keep making movies? Enough! No, stop! We have all the movies now. hold on! Please stop.
They're begging. They are begging for them to stop.
We have all the movies
we
now.
We don't need any more.
Just.
I wonder if people ever felt this way in the 70s. Like, stop it. No. No Star Wars, no.
Well, it's. This is a type of comment I have seen before. There are people who...
I've never seen someone say that. Seen people say, like, okay, I don't need any more Star Wars movies.
No,
I
have seen people say... We don't need any more movies. Like, why are they still making
movies? The entire industry should just stop and cease to exist.
I've seen the whole, there's no more original movies or ideas.
I've seen that concept. And you know what's awesome is every year there's always still an original movie.
I love that this is the straw that broke the camel's back for this guy, though.
Creed.
Enough. No. Stop. We have all the movies now. Please. Like, it's almost like he's pleading.
Yeah, for his own sanity, just for them to end. What amazes me is that he thinks Hollywood will listen.
Oh, no. I mean, they're going to look at this one Facebook comment and go like, you know what, guys?
He's right.
This guy is... He's right.
He's spot on.
So, Facebook had a lot of that. There, I mean, there was a lot of overall positive things about this movie. In general, people seem to be excited about this movie. There's a lot of people who are making up saying, he should fight Drago, son. He should fight Clover Lang, son.
That's such a... Okay, where's the heat there? I don't see...
I don't know. There's a lot of people who want
I'm tired of these whole like, oh well, his son didn't like him, so now they'll hate each other.
Rocky's son should become a boxer, then they'll fight each other.
They obviously didn't see the Rocky.
Oh no, they don't care. They just want their imaginary battles.
I don't get it.
So moving on to YouTube comments.
Oh god.
These are the okay. So this is if you want
if I got tears, right? And 4chan is up there and being insane.
Well, okay, where is Facebook? Is people being very honest? They're still at the same time they can be crazy, but there's still a level of decorum where they're a little bit filtered still.
Because they're putting themselves out there.
Now, if you want comments that are just really weird, stupid, and mostly made by like people under the age of 12, you go to YouTube.
Yeah.
So that's what I did. So the first one by the Bounce Knight. Now I don't understand this comment at all, but I was laughing just looking at it.
All right.
B. Jordan is a great actor. He should have been a cyborg.
What?
He should have been a cyborg.
Like that was he didn't do it in life, and that's what's wrong with that? What does that mean?
He's a great actor, but he should have been a cyborg.
Does he mean he should play cyborg?
No, he should have been a cyborg.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. He should have been a cyborg. I mean, I imagine...
It's not too late. I mean,
what I imagine is this dude was on YouTube looking at videos about cyborgs or something, and he was really, you know, interested and hyped up about them, and then he came across this trailer and was like, you know what? It would have been cool if he was a cyborg.
I felt that way watching, you know, Chris Pratt in Jurassic World. I'm like, this guy should have been an android. It's like, okay.
Every now and then you watch a movie and you're like, you know what? What would have improved this is if he was a lizard man.
Okay.
Okay, so Luffy Monkey says, I swear to God, if they have more shots of Jordan in this movie than Stallone, I'm going to run 5 miles. Lols, punish myself, haga haga haga. I want more from Stallone. It's his movie, not Creed's.
The movie is called Creed. I hate this shit where it's like I hate this thing where it's like move over young stars. We want everyone that's old.
It's clear from this trailer that it's a passing of the torch film.
Yeah,
but this person. They're threatening to run 5 miles.
Okay.
If they don't get what they want.
I hope this person doesn't have, like, heart problems.
That they will punish themselves. Haga, haga, haga.
Haga, haga, haga.
I don't know what the fuck that means.
I think it's ha, 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 ha. But I'm looking at the...
H-H.
Yeah, they're close.
Haga, haga, haga.
Yeah, all right, whatever.
But this isn't Stallone's movie, remember?
No.
The movie called Creed...
It's not Creed's movie. It's Stallone's.
So the final comment that to me is it's indicative of not only YouTube but the stupidity of moviegoers in general. That it's just fucking bizarre. They are treating the past Rocky movies like they were events that happened in real life. I love it. I want you to realize what she was saying. She's essentially saying what the point of any sequel is. That the past events happened. Now, here's the comments that responded to her. Isn't that what they usually do in a film series? Someone else says.
Okay.
That's what happens when you continue a film series.
All right.
You are treating this trailer like it's a movie set in a fictional universe. I love it. Not only is this person stating the obvious, they're stating that they're treating this movie like things happened. Okay.
Yeah.
That's the obvious. The second thing is, this person is acting like this is the first movie to do that. I love it.
They might like the Marvel movies then. I don't know.
This is the only time I would really say to a person, are you new to the world? Like, is this your first time coming into contact with a sequel or a spinoff of some sort where it's like, oh wow, they're making like the other ones were real too?
Those mattered, yeah.
Oh my god. Really? They're doing that? And it's very bizarre. But there are a lot of people online who are like that. Who were like, oh wow, they're continuing it? That's, oh, I didn't know they could do that. I've seen comments like that, and it's bizarre.
Honestly, this person sounds like there's something deranged about them. Like,
their name is Lady09Giggles.
Okay, well, I think that kind of says it all, doesn't it? Lady 09, like...
Either they graduated from high school in 09...
Or that's a new Irish name.
If they were born in 09, how old would they be?
They'd be like 6,
I think. I mean, if that's a 6-year-old comma, that's fucking amazing.
Yeah.
And
I mean, that makes sense. Like, if you're 6 and no one's shown you movies before...
I've never seen movies. I didn't know they could continue. That's crazy.
Okay.
Okay, so that's sort of what the internet's saying about Creed. General, it's very positive. People seem to want to see this. There's a lot of people saying, will this be the death of UFC or something? It's a movie.
What?
Yeah, it's not... I saw a lot of comments like that saying, yeah, screw UFC. It's a movie.
I want to know where that meant, like where that actually comes from, like
because a lot of boxing fans hate UFC. Yeah, I guess we're gonna go into quick bits now.
Yeah,
and what this is we're essentially if we read something stupid or funny on the internet related to pop culture, we're just gonna shoot things out. So
recently, there's been announcements at E3 and all that. Kingdom Hearts 3 was announced a while back, but now there's more stuff coming in for it. So I got one comment from an irate man, a very irate man, who said, I spent this much goddamn money on a PS3. It takes you guys 10 fucking years to release Kingdom Hearts 3, and it completely misses my console. What the hell, guys? I'm never buying your products again, but I am looking forward to Final Fantasy 7.
Wait, but if he's going to play Final Fantasy VII, he's going to need a PS4.
Mm-hmm. Or the Xbox One. Regardless, he immediately just breaks his promise.
I believe
it's coming out to PS4 first, and then it's coming out to Xbox.
Is it? I thought it was exclusive. Yeah.
No. That also got a lot of very positive reactions, so there's nothing. Okay. So regarding that one, though... this guy just said, I feel like my parents died, gone to heaven, came back to earth again, and raised me once more as a child.
Yeah, it's a nostalgia bomb, I guess.
There's also one other comment that says, you guys, what are we doing here? Why are we even here? We have already all played Final Fantasy VII. There is no need for this game. It's time to go home. I'm sorry.
All right. Pack up.
Did you play Final Fantasy?
Yeah, I was horrible at it, but I played it.
I did okay. It's a game that a lot of people have played, and it's a game that a lot of people also haven't played.
But now it's time to pack up. We've done it.
We've done it all.
Let's go home.
It does remind me of what you said earlier. No more movies.
It's over, you guys.
Video games are done. Stop it.
The whole E3 thing. That Final Fantasy announcement really took the world by storm. The world by storm. So, on the other hand, I ran into the new Ghostbusters with the all-female cast.
Oh yeah.
Most of the comments are are sexist. I found one that is ridiculous in another way. So they released the image of the proton pack, what it looks like. Someone's reaction to what the new proton pack looks like, and they were talking about the proton pack. Because they posted an image of it and they circled what they hate about it.
Mm-hmm.
They said this. God damn. I can't believe this shit. This is literally our Hiroshima. Holocaust, Katrina, and 9/11. I am so fucking mad right now. I am shaking.
That can't be a real comment. Like that feels like someone's just making shit up.
I hope so.
Because to say that they are literally all those horrible things is fallacious. And I will, if I ever see that person, I'll say, you are wrong.
So do you have anything else?
Yeah, you know what? I used to sort of be like a Power Rangers. I was obsessed for like maybe a half a year with it.
Yeah.
Jason David Frank, who played the Green Ranger, has recently been going insane. And I want to say that in the nicest possible way, but he's been losing his mind. Here's what he had to say regarding just a person. He went to Starbucks.
Yeah.
And they were wearing a Power Rangers shirt underneath their green apron. He says, I can't believe this person didn't even notice that who they were serving. It was basically just kind of like going like crazy, saying, "I'm standing right in front of them, and they don't even know who I am." Mind you, this person looked like they were about like 18 or 19. There's other weird things
that he said. The ego on this man.
There's other weird things that he said. That I can't summarize quickly enough because he's starting beefs with CM Punk, who we mentioned earlier, and Austin St. John. He's been
trying to start beefs with CM Punk.
Yeah.
CM Punk isn't responding to them.
Because they're not
so worth getting. It's a one-sided beef.
Yeah.
It's a sad man who at one point was loved by a lot of children.
Yeah. And
now young adults who remember that.
There's a lot of other Power Ranger actors that are trying to get on Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube, trying to interact with their fan base, because it's a good source of income and it's a good way
He wants people to interact with him and just praise him.
Yeah.
And he's...
I followed him on Instagram for maybe, I think, 2 months, and I had to unfollow him because he was blowing up my feed. I think he was posting, like, 20 pictures, within an hour or something.
He's crazy.
He's good to his fans most of the time, but
he's only good to them if they worship him.
It does seem, it's
you know, he has such an ego for this person who it's like, dude, you were a very popular Power Ranger, but
he's becoming the gimmick essentially. He's trying to be become Tommy,
and it's a little sad.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're not only going to talk about current things. We will, from time to time, talk about old pop culture.
Yeah.
Because that is part of what pop culture is. Yeah. So I came across this thread about Lost Boys. One part of Lost Boys in particular, and we have done actually a comic on this particular moment. The oiled-up sax man played by Tim Capello. There was a thread dedicated to how this scene was. And it said, "Do you still believe?" That's what the question was. So, here are the best comments that I read. "Damn, what an awesome dude. Why don't people like this exist anymore?" So, I ask you, why don't greased up dudes with long mullets and chain belts and spandex with saxophones exist anymore?
Honestly, just the demand became too high. And they just died out before we could really utilize them. I don't know. It's one of life's greatest tragedies.
The reply there is a reply to this guy, and it was like, "Because the 80s is over, you stupid fuck."
Wow, that's blunt.
Another one was "Dat greased up bod, dat ponytail, dat sax, believing." This whole thread was just like, it was like this admiration.
It's amazing to me how much they love that scene.
It's so
because like, you showed me that 4 minute extended version of that song where,
and it's beautiful.
Yeah, it is beautiful.
There was a lot of in this thread people saying, "I'll never believe again," or like, "He makes me believe." So the last one was, "I just saw this movie on Netflix after so many years. This scene, Tim Capello in particular, is one of the best things that has ever happened to me in a while."
Good God.
It's buffed up greasy sax man.
It is weird to me how people tend to latch on to certain things and just make it this mimetic god almost, where we just fall in love with these things.
The love around him is just so fucking beautiful.
Yeah.
It's so weird. You go to YouTube comments and it's the same thing.
Oh, yeah.
Like, for some reason, the internet views that particular scene in this movie as one of, like a testament to what man can
do.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's like, we can all achieve this.
He's Lex Luthor incarnate in All-Star, where he's like the physical, the height of physicality.
If we believe hard enough, we could become Tim Capello. We can transcend reality.
And become greased up, oiled
sax man. Yeah, right. It can happen.
All right.
But only if we believe.
Only if we
believe. Because I still believe. Do you got anything else? Or?
No, that was about it for me.
But
we did do one last thing though.
Oh,
yeah.
I forgot about that.
Yeah.
So
we're I'm a Star Trek fan.
So am I. So each week, what we're gonna be doing is watching an episode of Star Trek Voyager
and discussing it
until we can't watch it anymore. Then we'll move on to a different show and discuss an episode.
So, coming off the bat, though, you did recently finish Deep Space Nine.
Yes. I watched TNG and then Deep Space Nine. And then I watched this.
Yeah.
This first long-ass two-parter.
This felt like it was like 3 hours long, by the way.
And nothing happens.
This felt like a really bad episode of TNG.
The whole time, Janeway, yeah, part of the Maquis, with her high-pitched voice.
I want to say right now, in Deep Space Nine and TNG, I always hated the Maquis.
Oh, the Maquis is one of the worst parts of that. Worse than the Bajorans.
Yeah, because at least the Bajorans, it makes sense. Like, they're invading us. We have to defend ourselves. The Maquis just feel like... they just feel like dicks.
Dicks in, like, boring brown tan costumes.
Yeah. And it's like, shut the fuck up. God, no, damn.
The whole episode... I can't sum up anything because it felt like nothing happened.
No.
It felt like it was just getting the crew together. Even though it was very weird how the crew... like, it was like, you're on my crew now.
Yeah.
I'm promoting you. It's like... He left the Federation.
Yeah.
Okay. I guess he's...
but I'm making the Maquis guy my second in command.
Yeah.
Which I guess makes sense because you need everyone to have togetherness. The best thing... There's three good things I like about this episode.
Quark?
I'll get to Quark. The opening music I will always love because it's Jerry Goldsmith. Yeah. And I just think it's a nice... I want to see that show. The show for that yeah. he wrote that theme song for, because that's not this show. Quark, obviously.
Yeah, because it was great seeing him one last time.
And Morn.
Who mourns for Morn?
Yes. I don't know. I feel like the connections to Deep Space Nine are very shallow compared to Deep Space Nine's connection. Deep Space Nine's connection to TNG was awesome. It's like, here's O'Brien, here's Picard sending him off. You get to see the Enterprise.
This is just like... Harry Kim's trying to buy something, and it's like, hey, don't you hear about Ferengis? They're pieces of shit. That's essentially what I learned from this episode.
No, it felt very and Quark was right. They're like, even though Quark was swindling them,
but
still,
it was like, wow. So that's what you're going to teach people in this episode?
That basically Ferengis are pieces of shit.
Fuck.
It's kind of racist. It's kind of racist.
And
finally, the Doctor.
He's the only character in the show that I like.
Yeah, because he was funny, and he just seems like an interesting character.
Hologram.
Neelix has debuted in his opening episode. I had to do a drunk podcast. I'm not going to get into that, but I will say after the fact...
for Plane Zero podcast.
Yes.
Listen to that after this
please
weekend.
Don't.
That episode should be debuting when this debuts.
Stop talking about it. So I had to drink a lot, and what I... Apparently, his brother said... this guy looks like Neelix. And I said in a very passionate
you
voice.
You were in a very drunk voice.
Was I? But
no, you weren't passionate.
In my mind, I read it, the way you texted it to me, I was passionate.
You were.
Where I said, don't you say I look like Neelix. Don't you fucking say anyone ever looks like Neelix. What I said was not wrong. He's such a boring character just watching him show up. And I'm thinking like, all right.
I can make good food.
He reminds you of like a weird like... of a Farscape character.
I'll make you whatever you want.
Or like a alien nation character. It's just a very annoying alien character.
I'll show you around this quadrant you're not used to. His character's useless.
Yeah.
I hate his character. You know, I hate this whole show. I hate everything about it except the Doctor.
Yeah.
And Janeway, she annoys me. I don't think she's a good character.
All right. Well, I mean, I've never seen all of the show, so I'm gonna have to embrace eternity.
One episode a week.
Oh God.
Yep. It's gonna feel like it's gonna get horrible, and then eventually when we give up on it, because I know we will, we'll move on to.
No, no, we'll finish it.
Nope. I don't see that happening. Yeah. So
I'm looking forward to this.
This is what this podcast is. We give you with how the internet how. People feel about these things. Whether it's good or bad, that's up to you. People have things to say on the internet. A lot of them make no sense what they're saying. A lot of them are just stupid. We find that hilarious and we like poking fun at that. And it's a lot better than just hearing our opinions, which would be more balanced. And who wants to hear that?
I don't.
No. No. Yeah, so from a guy who draws the weekly webcomic and a dude who sometimes writes...
I wrote that Stannis comic.
You did, yeah. You wrote like two comics?
Yeah.
Yeah, and like I said in the intro, if you want to, I don't know, if you want to support us, go to Patreon, the Obscure Gentleman,
website.
And our website, theobscuregentleman.com. Yeah. Everything's on there. You can find us on social media, all that good stuff. Other than that, we'll see you next week, and we hope that you believe.
I believe.
Light my way. Won't give out. Won't give in. This is our crime. This is our sin. But I still believe. Still believe. Through the pain. Through the grief. Through the light. Through the storm.